have the dentist look at your
teeth.
All right. He says he needs to fill one of your
cavities.
All right. He pulled this
tooth.
All right. The flesh around the teeth is the
gum.
You could hold that baby bird in the
palm of my hand.
He got mad and doubled up his
Babas.
No.
Fist. Oh, I was still thinking about the bird.
I realized I had to rush you a little on that. What do you call any place where you can bend your limbs?
A joint.
Joint. All right. The upper part of a man's body is his
chest.
He's got a broad
chest
and broad
shoulders.
All right. The pain ran from his heel all the way along his
foot.
I stumbled over a box in the dark and bruised my
leg.
All right. Some other word for leg.
Stuck on that one.
Some people might say I bruised my blank bone.
Your funny bone's up here, isn't it?
Funny bone's up here, but now, you ever heard of a shin bone?
Shin.
All right. Somebody's been sick a little. He's up and about now, but he still looks a bit
pale.
All right. What do you call the back part of the thighs, especially this part above the knees? If you squat down on your
rein.
All right, very good. You would say that a person who can lift heavy weights is very what?
Strong.
Can you think of some other words that describe a strong person?
Muscular.
Any others?
Agile.
All right. If a man is very big and muscular and athletic, you would say that he's very
robust.
What does that word mean to you?
Big and strong and able to do most anything.
All right.
Healthy.
Can you think of any other term?
Mighty.
All right. What does the word husky mean to you?
Husky means, looks like a person is kind of overweight and big and doesn't move around very fast. And
what does the word stout mean to you?
Stout means real fat, because that's a word my father used all the time.
All right. One who is very easy to get along with is, how would you describe him?
Easygoing.
What about
his likable?
What about his nature?
Good-natured.
Okay. When a boy's in his teens, he's apt to be all arms and legs and can't walk through a room without knocking over the furniture. You say he is
awkward, clumsy.
Okay. If a boy is very ungraceful and his arms and his legs seem to be too long and his clothes don't fit and he's tall and always stumbling over things, you might say that he's what?
Gawky, clumsy.
All right, very good. A person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense. Some people might say that he's just a